This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am appreciating God as fixer. Yesterday, I talked about my desire to fix things, and we see that when we do it ourselves, we tend to be more involved on human relationships and our own narrow way of thinking. But when we look at God, because as the scriptures will teach us, God's mind is not of our mind. And God thinks about things far in advance and on so many different levels. And when I think about a story that is a good example of this, I think about the story of Esther, who is the young Jewish girl chosen to replace the queen. And at the time, her nationality is unknown. Well, shortly thereafter she's named queen, there is a decree now to extinguish all Jewish people. Esther will ultimately have to risk her nationality being revealed, and as she makes her appeal to the king so that she can not only save herself, but save an entire race, save her own people. And you think about it, what are the chances that this young Jewish girl would be placed in this court at that time so that she would save an entire nation of people? That's how God fixes things. He also does it in a way that there's a celebration to mark the event called the Festival of Purim, which is still celebrated today. So the words that increase my trust are, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Tomorrow, let's talk about God's reward. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, choose God as your fixer in chief.